The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
But we thank God that He has enabled us to be around. Tonight we are continuing by commanding our harvest by force and violence.
So
our team is commanding my harvest by force and by violence. I want us to read a scripture. In fact, the media, I just wrote this one, so you can write it. Let me start from verse 39. Genesis 27, 39 and 40. I read from the New King James, but it's okay what you have put there. His father Isaac answered him. Okay, maybe let's start from let's start from verse 37. But Isaac answered and said to Esau, "Behold, I have made him your master, and all his relatives I have given to him as his servants. And with grain and new wine I have sustained him. Now, as for you, then, what can I do, my son?" 38. And Esau said to his father, "Do you have only one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, oh my father." So Esau lifted his voice and wept. So Esau lifted his voice and wept. Then Isaac his father answered and said to him, "Behold, away from the fertility of the earth shall be your dwelling, and away from the dew of heaven from above." 40. "And by your sword you shall live, and your brother you shall serve. But it shall come about, when you become restless, that you shall break his yoke from your neck." After Jacob, with the help of the mother, has taken the blessings of his brother Esau.
Right. Jacob, and I'm never able to fight Esau and Shirano.
And Esau went to the father and said, "Do you have only one blessing? Please understand that the whole world lives in two parts, positive and negative.
Papa, anybody, so
I don't know why even electricity has positive and negative. Only electricians can explain. Electricity, positive, negative.
Papa, anybody.
Day and night.
And the general design.
That is how things exist in this world.
So,
And so when Esau went to the father Isaac, who had blessed Jacob, his younger brother, he asked his father, do you have only one blessing? Because Isaac had already given the positive out. The only thing that is left is the negative. So he had to give the negative to Esau. He said, you will live far away from the fertility of the land. You can only eat after you sweat. And I have made your brother your boss. You will serve your brother. Look, beloved, in this world, every time
Arabia,
there are two things that exist. Positive, negative. Blessing, curses. Death, life. The two never mix. The two never meet. But Esau was given a leeway, a way by which he can make it. When you read verse 40, the last part of verse
40, it
says, when you become restless, that you shall break his yoke from your neck. When you become restless, when you become restless, let me look at the Greek word or the Hebrew word that was used for the word restless. When you become restless, Genesis 27, verse 40. When thou have the dominion, okay, King James says the dominion, so let's see. Restless, roam, wanderer. It means the idea here is that when you struggle hard, it is only when you work hard that is how you can overcome your brother. So there was a way for Esau. But do you know why Esau had to suffer this? Because in Genesis 25, he had already sold out his birthright. He had already sold out his birthright. He said, what is birthright to me? He had already sold out his birthright. Where did he sell his birthright? Verse Genesis 20. We'll find it there. Genesis 25. Genesis 25, from verse 29. And when Jacob had cooked stew, Esau came in from the field, and he was famished. 30. And Esau said to Jacob, please, let me have a swallow of that red stuff there, for I am famished. That's Genesis 25. I am in verse 30 now. Therefore, his name was called Edom. But Jacob said, first, sell me your birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am about to die. So of what use then is the birthright to me? 33. And Jacob said, first, swear to me. So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil stew, and he ate and drank and rose and went on his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. If you know the curse of selling your birthright,
so when you know me, I want Musa to open it here.
You become second class.
Yes, sir.
You become useless. He despised, Esau despised his birthright. So this opened the way for him to lose the blessing of the firstborn. When you despise your birthright, you become a non-entity. You become a second rate. Your birthright is something unique to you. Excuse me, the closest we can use is, excuse me, a woman keeping your virginity or a man keeping your virginity. That is your birthright. That is all you have. That's just the closest example I can give. But there are others. And because of what Esau has sown, he reaped. He harvested the loss of heart. He harvested the loss of father's blessing. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. Since the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. It takes violence. It takes violence to take it by force. We are talking about violent faith. You see, when it is not possible by your forcing, you are tired, but you say no. I don't know. I always remember this. In early 90s, I think 1990 or 91,
or 89 or
so. You know why despite you to sell his small shop, a second from the PNT, you pass like you take in the corner inside you, that corner there, where despite maybe where you used to sell his cassette.
Maybe I know cotton tone.
That's what we used to pass. You pass it when you are going. There is a station there. I was going when I don't know. The Holy Spirit will just open your eyes to look at this Muslim.
Abanti Muslim, maybe
he was praying. When this thing, you fall down. When you fall down, you think that he is now praying.
Oh, Tito,
you try, then you fall down.
No,
so when I got there, I said, but this man, he's sick. Why won't he go to hospital? Then I heard him saying,
no, Otiso, I say, this prayer. This prayer I will surely pray.
Let me tell you.
As if I can throw
that prayer.
Some prayer, no.
This meet the Laliboja.
Where or no or suffering, no.
I believe.
Or did he say?
Even though he was praying to Muhammad.
Muhammad,
the angel will come and stand there and answer that prayer.
No man, some prayer, no.
You don't know how God. You see. concrete excuse. Only in Christianity. Christianity is a religion where we are too lazy. There is too much excuse. In fact,
the granny said,
that's why when people see Jesus this day, tears.
We are not meeting the
standard.
Look
at other religions.
They
don't play a joke. Even Christianity, when you look at those who are using other spirit to seduce people, those who are using the name of Jesus, but it is attached to other spirit. Do you know that they are more serious? Do you know that they are more serious? I don't want to mention names. You go there, the place is packed. Whatever they are doing. You see, but where is a genuine spirit? Everybody is himself. Sometimes in this church, I am beginning to look at some people that they belong to two or three churches.
Yes.
I am
going
to meet some people. It's like they belong to two or three churches. If you watch well, so if the person is really belongs, the person will be regular. But you can see that they choose where to go, when to go here, when not to go. How should God mark you? How should God mark you? When everything there is an excuse. I was in the shop. When I wanted to buy myself and my girl, she's a Nigerian lady. She was taking me around Dubai.
Bye, baby. I'm so Dubai.
We were in the shop.
You were shop with
you. We wanted to buy some t-shirt to come and give to some of you.
Now, I'm so t-shirt to your teacher.
So as they were bringing them,
until
I will have to look at the size and all that. Then the sound for the prayer sounded. This man just spoke to the lady. The lady is also working there.
And then
the lady said, wait.
I see train.
Wait.
Train.
We are going to pray.
You
so then let's come. I said, no. Wait. Come and see. You come out. Their shops are open. Those who are displaying things outside, the things are there.
Why did that never go in?
Allah. Once it is time, nothing. A Christian will sell. A Christian will make money. Even among us, look at Church of Pentecost members.
Pentecost as a woman.
Let there be prayer. They will shut the store. Go for prayer. We are laying a foundation of 2024. Some of you have already failed. The way you laid the foundation, you have no excuse.
We need an Olivia.
That is how it will be.
Say na ebeye.
Amen.
Amen.
Remember, everything we are doing is being credited into our account.
Kai say na wo ye bia no ye de to account da wa ye da wa ma wa kasa da wa ma wa kasa.
When this man finished the prayer and then came here, I say,
I pray. Oba I say,
so you put Are you not afraid that somebody will pick the things?
Say,
God is watching for us. He didn't say there are cameras. Look, there are cameras everywhere. Hidden cameras. Even in the desert, there are cameras. But he didn't say there are cameras. He said God is watching for us. God is watching for us. When you compare Church of Pentecost people to Assemblies of God,
when the Church of Pentecost are sorry to two Assemblies of God,
by the grace of God, Assemblies of God is far ahead in teaching, in the word, in whatever, because, I mean, we have some great advantage. We are international. Our source is from America. Even though their founder, McKeon, was also from UK, came, McKeon, there was division, it became local. But when you talk about commitment, they don't have exposition that we have. They have elders who are tired leading them.
Elders
will go and sit down in the shop and say, so when it is time, they come. What prayer can you pray to come and lead? We have pastors. Every church has a local church has a pastor. Full time. We have more advantage. But spirituality and blessings, they are more ahead. They are more ahead, I'm telling you. Because commitment. You know, that was why Jesus picked the illiterates. Because the illiterates can twist their mind. But educated people, it's not easy to twist them. Look, to follow God, excuse me, you must be a fool. You must die. You must die to self. Die to ego. Die to the flesh. That was why Paul said, whatever I gain in the world, I count as loss. This morning, I sent some of you the link, and I see my own Endo and others, they were sharing the link on their Facebook wall. That is great. About this man, 43 years, at the age of 30, he started making millions
dollars
every year.
There was
a particular year he made $16.7 million. And this young man was interviewing him. How did you make it? I think the man deals in sunglasses and then ear gadgets. I mean, when you have problem with your ear,
And
he said there was a time that American Airlines filed bankruptcy, and so about 13,000 workers became redundant.
And then
some of them, they had ear problems.
It's
like what he was dealing in.
I said, no, oh, yeah, no.
So it was an advantage to him. And so that became his advantage of making money. He said, we were not rich. We were not rich. The young guy was interviewed. Look, he said, so is that? He said, but I will tell you one thing.
I
said, I will tell you. What has made me rich? And in 2024, this is my message to the youth.
That's
the man talking.
And
I wrote it. He said, what I'm going to say may hurt somebody. Don't worry, that's okay.
See,
make God a part of your life. Make God a part of your life. Make God a part of your life. You know, I've been meditating on this the whole day. What the man said is deep. It's not a small statement. To make God a part of your life, it
looks
very simple, but it is not simple. It means to live in consciousness of the presence of God. The man says, seek God in all you do. He said, in life, very often, things will be tough. And you need someone higher than you. Seek God in all that you do. It has really made my day. Because last night I was being bombarded by several thoughts. When she was fast asleep, when I turn and I look at her, I say, I wish I deposit some of these thoughts into her. Because I also want to sleep like that. But I cannot sleep. You know, whenever you are ministering and you hit something, there is a way the devil attacks you. These prayers we are praying, we are hitting things. I say we are hitting things. And the devil is not happy. We are hitting things. And the devil is not happy. We are hitting things. And the devil is not happy. And we are going to continue to hit. That was why God just led me early in the morning to this. And when I listened to this, somehow my heart rested. And the whole day, it has been peaceful for me. Beloved, we are here to command our harvest forcefully and violently. What Jesus has died for us, the devil will not let us have it easy. That's why we should also not allow him. That is the kind of violence we are talking about. You know this thing is yours. And the enemy is not releasing. And you are also saying, no way. That's the violence. Because we have already been broken into it. Say, my Father in heaven, your presence has broken me into my harvest. Your presence has broken me into my harvest. 2024, your presence has broken me into my harvest. Your presence has broken me into my harvest.
Yes, Lord. 2024, your presence, Lord, has broken me into my harvest. Your presence, O Lord, has broken me into my harvest. Your presence, O Lord, has broken me into my harvest. Your presence, O Lord, has broken me into my harvest. Your presence, O Lord, has broken me into my harvest.
Say God's presence.
God's presence
has broken me, into my year, and season, of harvest. God's presence has broken me, into my year, and season, of harvest. God's presence has broken me, into my year, and season, of harvest. Therefore, 2024, my harvest is now.
Manifest now.
In Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1.
Zechariah, how many do you remember?
Ask rain from the Lord at the time of the spring rain. The Lord who makes the storm clouds, and he will give them showers of rain, vegetation in the field to each man. They ask for the latter rain.
Ask
the Lord for the rain.
In
the springtime, it is the Lord who sends the thunderstorms. He gives showers of rain to all people and plants of the field to everyone. Say, my Father in heaven, 2024 is my year of harvest. You are the God of harvest. So by the law of harvest, let
2024
release my harvest.
Release my harvest
of all the good I have done.
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 Of all the sacrifices I have made.
Of all the sacrifices I have made.
Of all the services I have rendered.
Of all the services.
Of all the seeds I have sown.
Of all the seeds I have sown.
Let 2024.
Let 2024.
Release the harvest.
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 Let 2024.
Release the harvest.
Let 2024.
Release the harvest.
Release the harvest.
Release the harvest.
Release the harvest.
Release the harvest now.
Release the harvest now.
Release the harvest.
It's a blessing to be spiritual.
If you are
not spiritual,
so you're home here,
and you are just natural,
now you are
so limited.
It's an auto simple.
There was a time Archbishop Duncan William lifted Kana City.
And said we
should pray.
Now Duncan William Emma Kana City so say
some of the media of took him on and started rebuking him.
How do you
pray over the city? Economy should be well managed.
Now,
and you are praying.
They
are naturalistic. Look, there are forces behind everything.
To me, at the time, Ibiachi.
The world is for what you are just seeing with your eyes.
If you are so no, any other way, Nikeke Eho.
Where was I watching? Where was I watching that film? Who did I? Where were we watching?
I see no Orhesi Nibi.
And then the guy was explaining to me.
No, they are not church.
The whole town, there was war, fight.
There's a kuromoni when you now come kwa.
Do you know?
Oni.
A man was sitting in a village.
Na ba pebi te kurebi ase.
Some two gentlemen went to this shrine.
Right, here we go. I about some so.
And they went and reported.
I know what catch and say.
So the first preacher did some things.
And he no show about some so no aye bibi.
And say when you get to the entrance of the town, just drop this powder.
Odu kuro na abuwa no ha pasa powder to ho.
They will start fighting.
Omi fi ase ako.
And I will be there.
Me me ho.
And I will press in something.
Na me 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 bibi.
So the people themselves fighting.
They don't know
why they are fighting.
We didn't tell what.
But somebody is manipulating something somewhere. Look, when you are moving, people, you can be like a remote control. When they press, go here, you go.
Then here you turn.
Remote control just turning you like this.
Remote control
can be turning the mind of your husband, turning the mind of your wife. That's the world in which we are. You see, that is why we are now going to command the, but before we command the harvest. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse
13.
There is a revelation here. God used it to punish his people who misbehaved. But the devil also uses this. And so we are going to use this. Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 13. I will take away their harvest, declares the Lord. There will be no grapes on the vine. There will be no figs on the tree. And their leaves will wither. What I have given them will be taken from them. Say forces and powers.
Forces and powers.
That steal away my harvest.
That
postpone my harvest.
That delay my harvest.
That frustrate my harvest.
Let them die now.
Say forces and powers.
Forces and powers.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Forces and powers.
Forces and powers.
For my father's house.
From my mother's house.
From my neighborhood.
From my neighborhood.
From where my business is located.
From the sea.
From the moon.
From the stars.
From the sun.
From the forest. From the forest.
From the desert.
From the desert.
From the mountains.
From the mountains.
From the rivers.
From the rivers.
Wherever they are located.
Whichever form they take.
Forces and powers. That steal away my harvest.
That postpone my harvest.
That delay my harvest.
That frustrate my harvest.
Let them die now.
2024. Let them die.
Say any monitoring spirit,
familiar spirit,
that has been monitoring my progress, monitoring my harvest, 2024, you must die.
You must die.
You must wither.
You must wither.
You must be terminated.
You must be terminated.
Every monitoring spirit.
Every
familiar spirit.
Every familiar spirit.
That has been monitoring my progress.
Monitoring my progress.
Monitoring my harvest.
Monitoring my harvest.
Monitoring my investment.
Monitoring my investment.
2024.
2024.
It's not your turn.
It's not your turn.
Your time is over.
Your time is over.
As I clap my hands.
As I clap my hands.
Let them die. Let them die. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Every monitoring spirit.
Every monitoring spirit.
From my father's house.
From my father's house.
From my mother's house.
From my mother's house.
From my hometown.
From my hometown.
From my neighborhood.
From my neighborhood.
From my community.
From my community.
From where my work is located.
From where my work is located.
From anywhere.
From anywhere.
Monitoring spirit.
Monitoring spirit.
And familiar spirit.
And familiar spirit.
Assigned.
Sign.
To monitor my progress,
to monitor
my harvest,
to monitor my harvest.
2024 is not your year.
It's not your year.
As I clap my hands,
as I clap my hands,
I command you to die.
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 Amen. You know the same scripture, Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 13. We can pray it another way. The Bible is the greatest prayer book. From Genesis to Revelation, you can pray it. And when you are praying scripture,
now, but trust some empire.
If you see the way it is going, When you are praying scripture,
you are
speaking in tongues, or you are praying by revelation. The devil has no way. This same scripture, we want to pray this way. And after praying this way, we are going to command money. We are going to command money. Tonight, we are going to command money. Tonight, tomorrow, going. And then on Friday, from 10 p.m. to 1, the things we are going to do here, declare here. So, Jeremiah 8:13. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Whatever my enemy.
Whatever my enemy.
Whatever the wicked.
Whatever the wicked.
Whatever the children of the devil.
Whatever the children of the devil.
Have you sorcery.
Have you sorcery.
Divination.
Divination.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
Manipulation.
Manipulation.
Intimidation.
Intimidation.
Domineering.
Domineering.
Charms.
Charms.
And spells.
And spells.
To acquire.
To acquire.
To obtain.
To obtain.
And to possess.
And to possess.
To disadvantage me.
To disadvantage me.
The child of God.
The child of God.
Let the blood.
Let the blood.
And the Holy Ghost fire.
And the Holy Ghost fire.
Take it away from them.
Take it away.
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 Take it away. Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away. Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away. Take it away.
Take it away.
Let's speak this one before we command the money. Joel chapter 1.
Joel chapter
1, verse 11 and 12. Joel chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. You know, you can be taking pictures of the prayer point. The one we just prayed, we prayed yesterday.
So,
even this one, this was the last that we mentioned yesterday. When
we need the church,
pray it. After this one, two more. On commanding money. Command money. They are all in the Bible. Joel chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Despair, you farmers. Wail, you vine growers. Grieve for the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field is destroyed. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree is withered. The pomegranate, the palm, and the apple trees, all the trees of the field are dried up. Surely The people's joy is withered away. Look, this is business.
Where, Juma?
It is out of this that you make something to enjoy life.
There are
forces and power that dry up businesses. Recently, I went to a place near the MPP headquarters. How do you call that place? I went with you. I went to Bralex. Yes. Where we went?
Asalam down.
I had to go and command out an old lady, almost 70 years. Whose sister has been following our podcast. And introduced her. She came to see me some last year. You can see that this woman, when you look at her, you can say she's a rich woman. She is blessed.
Yes, you know.
And she was telling me,
no, catch me.
I have handled money out of this same place. I pay tithe. I pay first fruit. I believe in sowing. Because in Nigeria, we were taught how to sow. We were taught giving. I don't know what happened. Somebody just came here to buy something. And when the person was leaving, my small girl saw the person leaving, walking like this. Since then, for about 3-4 years now, she's owing. She can't go to some marketplace again. If you are here on earth and you think everything is just...
What is this now? You say, Bibia,
but thank God. When did we go there? You drove me.
Yes, please.
When did we go there? Is it last week?
Last week, yeah.
Do you know the testimony I've received?
No.
Since that day.
Wow.
Since that day,
I
stepped there, everything has changed.
Glory to Jesus.
Meanwhile, she is a prayer warrior in a mighty prayer church. If I mention that church, it will shock you. But when I stepped there, and I commanded. I lifted the siege.
I prophesied.
Even customers were there. So there was a way I did it. I broke the siege. She said, everything has changed. And I brought back the harvest. Say tonight.
And you tonight.
By Joel chapter 1.
By Joel chapter 1.
Verse 11 and 12.
Verse 11 and 12.
Powers and forces.
Powers and forces.
That eat up.
That eat up.
And dry up.
And dry up.
Businesses.
Businesses.
And investment.
And investment.
Let them die.
Let them die.
Let them die. Powers and forces.
Powers
that eat up.
That eat up.
Dries up.
And dries up.
Businesses and investment.
Businesses and
investment.
Let them die.
Let them die. Let them die. Our last prayer. We are going to spend about 5 minutes on this. Matthew chapter 17, verse 24 to 27. Matthew 17, 24
to
27. After Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the 2 drachma temple tax came to Peter and asked, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes, he does," he replied. When Peter came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak. "What do you think, Simon?" he asked. "From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes? From their own children or from others?" "From others," Peter answered. "Then the children are exempt," Jesus said to him. 27. "But so that we may not cause offense, go to the lake and throw out your line. Take the fish, the first fish you catch. Open its mouth and you will find a 4 drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my task and yours." Jesus paid task.
Yes, it is a tour.
Jesus talk about money.
Okasafa sikaho.
Say from today.
From today.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
And the blood of Jesus Christ.
And the blood of Jesus Christ.
I command money.
I command money
to come into my life.
To come
into my hands.
I command money
from the east.
From the east.
From the west.
From the west.
From the north.
From the north.
From the south.
From the south.
Let money come now.
Let money come now.
Let money come now.
As
I clap my hands. I command.
Let money come now. Let money come now. I command money from the east, from the west, from the south, from the north. I command money. Let it come now. Let it come now. Let money come now.
Let me tell you this. I think I've said it before. We are going to pray this again. I was just being told that somebody has a revelation that we should command money to come into our harvest. So it's the same as financial harvest, but money come. You know, the first time I saw the reality of this prayer was 2008 in Israel. In Little Inn Hotel. Where myself and Reverend
Bansa.
Look, before we realize, just after 4 days, our money was gone. I still had $100 with me. But his money was gone. So in the night, he just tapped me, said,
Dela,
get up.
Sorry.
Let's command money. That was the first time.
When
I heard this thing, let's command money.
I said,
okay, lead. Then we started commanding. Commanding dollars.
Yes, dollars.
Commanding euro.
Yes, euros.
Commanding
pound sterling.
They should come from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, anywhere. Any human being that has money in the pocket, we command that money into our pocket. We prayed. We did
yeah, boy.
That.
Yeah, yes, I did know.
And then we slept again.
And yes, I'm going to
be in the morning.
Na no pa.
We went for breakfast.
Yeah, kwa no pa ako didi ano pa di ani.
On the table around there, 6 people were sitting.
Na apumbi am se ni pa ni se na teho.
3 men and 3 women.
Mami and sa member.
I don't know whether they were husband and wife. I don't know.
Oni samu yekuru ni ayirifu omunim.
So they had finished.
Amo ewie.
And they were just sitting.
Na omo ti ho.
When we also entered.
Ana ye kuru emo.
And when they saw our tag.
Wo hu ni etare ho no.
Ghana.
Ghana.
Say, oh Ghana.
Oh Ghana.
Oh what do you do?
Oh then amo ye.
Say, we are pastors.
Yeah,
so
for.
Say, so and so.
Say.
Oh then they started asking us about Ghana. They have heard about Ghana. Yeah,
beside Ghana, yeah, take Ghana in
and then we went and sat down.
And they called Trance.
Do you know that when they left?
Omokono.
All the 6. They brought $100 each.
$100.
So we just went for breakfast. We left with $600. So we shared 300. That was when I realized that this prayer commanding money is real.
Say,
my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
From today.
From today.
I know. The money I need.
The money I need.
It's not with you in heaven.
It's not with you in heaven.
It is here on earth.
It is here on earth.
It
is with somebody.
It is with somebody.
It is in somebody's pocket.
It is in somebody's pocket.
I therefore declare.
I therefore declare.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
I command money.
Let money come.
Let money come.
As I clap my hands, let money locate me.
Let money locate me. From the east. From the west. From the north. From the south.
Tomorrow and Friday, we are going to continue to command money. And then ask God to raise millionaires in the house. 2024 should manifest the first 10 millionaires in this house. Look, please sit down. The next thing we are going to do now is that as we are commanding the money, we are now going to bring our offering. The general superintendent was saying something to the Pastor Roger was sharing with us. There was this pastor, the church was having land problem. The pastor was just suffering.
There's no woman in
court matters threatening this, that.
The
pastor could not sleep.
Oh, to me,
you don't know how I cherish some of you here in this house. Because of the things you do in secret, people don't know, but I know because I am the pastor. That's why God should raise people in the church. And in fact, deliverance, people are doing things. Payment of people's school fees, people just contribute. We need something, people just contribute. I'm telling you, that is great. And I tell you that God is marking people. And then Reverend Brinker was sharing, he just said that no, the brother is not rich. He's just a middle somebody. One day after church, the brother just called him.
Said,
I want to see you. He went. The brother signed a check.
And then he says he checks, so
200,000
Those
days. He said, look.
I see here.
I don't have.
Maybe.
But this is what I have.
When I mean what?
I want my pastor to be free.
My pastor himself for all day in the hall.
I don't want my pastor to go court. How can he have peace of mind to pray for us?
Oh, quite simply, I want to,
settle pastor. Don't let pastor know. Many years now.
In fear, baby.
The pastor never know who.
I saw who named the man says can I pay
money. Only Reverend Brinkman knew.
I saw who Brinkman pen on him.
And he signed the check.
And he says he
went and cash.
Okay, he's cano.
Went and negotiated.
I know Mukoka
was saying. Paid.
I know could see a hawker.
And sent the balance back.
And I think in the car the quay.
But the man said, I've released.
I see my dear mama.
2024.
Appeared you know nine.
This year, in fact, if 2024 doesn't manifest the first 10 millionaires in this church, 2024 will never end. I say 2024 will never end.
Say
2024.
Manifest the first 10 millionaires.
Manifest
the house. Manifest them, manifest them. Manifest them, manifest them. Let the presence of God manifest them.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.